All the parties engaged.
There were no representatives from Ukraine at the talks. A Delta Airlines jet flipped onto its roof while landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport yesterday. All 80 people on board survived, including passenger John Nelson.
I just remember as we were like tumbling, I was just trying to keep, I tried to just keep from hitting my head. Right, and just try to protect myself and my body.
The passengers were strapped into their seats with seatbelts and were able to crawl out with the help of flight attendants. This is ABC News. New pressures on New York City's mayor. The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, putting forward a meeting today to talk about what she calls a path forward. Mayor Eric Adams facing criticism for what are calling a quid pro quo. The Trump administration moving to dismiss corruption charges in exchange for Adams helping with the immigration crackdown. ABC's Phil Tate.
As of yesterday afternoon, First Deputy Mayor Maria Torres Springer, Deputy Mayor for Operations Amira Joshi, Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services Ann Williams Isom, and Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Chauncey Parker submitted their resignations. Now, the mayor had spoke with the four of them Sunday to discourage them from leaving after voicing their concerns. Now, these resignations have prompted dueling protests for two straight days, blasting Adams, calling for him to step aside.
Southwest Airlines saying it will lay off 15% of its corporate workforce. That's the first mass layoffs ever at the airline. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Extreme wind chills are expected to continue through Wednesday, with frostbite possible in as little as 10 minutes. What frostbite is your skin cells literally freezing and dying. Signs include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It can lead to permanent irreversible damage, so limit your time outdoors. Wear a face mask, scarf, gloves, and hat. If you believe that you do have frostbite, it is important to get inside quickly and warm up slowly. Do not rub the area, as that can damage the tissue even further. And remember, don't leave your pets outside for extended periods of time, and check on your neighbors. The Catawba Harmony Fire Department and the Kenan Georgetown Fire Department are sponsoring the showing of a movie called The Best of Us. This movie is a documentary on the Cornell Fire Department located in Cornell, Wisconsin. This movie is a very good representation of volunteer firefighting and our rural communities. The movie will be showing February 21st through the 25th at Cinema North in Phillips, and showtimes will be 7 p.m. each night and a 2 p.m. matinee Saturday and Sunday. A portion of ticket sales and concessions will be donated to the fire departments of Price County. They ask that the public come out and see what their fire departments do. Snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear, so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly. And for added safety, apply ice-melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going, use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water trapped inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Aller Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MonacoCars.com. Martha Aller Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
A rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's the, you know, somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time? And offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasized, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and know that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, tournament pairings are out for the girls. They begin their tournaments next Tuesday. Some area teams, Owen Withy gets a number one seed. They'll host Bayfield, the 16 seed in D5. Butternut, the 9 seed, they'll travel to Prentice next Tuesday, a week from tonight. Prentice gets a number 8 seed. Washburn is a 4 seed, and they will be at home taking on Cornell. Winter is a 3 seed. They get a home game against Mercer, the 14 seed, next Tuesday. Flambeau, an 11 seed, will travel to Rib Lake. They are the 6 seed. And Mellon gets a number 7 seed. They will take on Drummond. They are the 10 seed. That's all Division 5. In Division 4 action, Phillips garners a number 4 seed in the section. They get a first-round bye. They'll await the winner of Ladysmith and Shawamigan. They'll play in Ladysmith a week from tonight. Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser and Hurley will play in Hurley. The winner of that game will take on Cameron. That's Division 4. And in Division 2, the Lakeland T-Bird girls, they've had a real good year again. They're a number 2 seed. They'll get a first-round bye. They await the winner of River Falls and Ashland. Rice Lake is a number 1 seed on the other end of that section. We'll talk more girls' tournament brackets. Butternut coach Troy Sherwinski will join us at 8:30 to do just that.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comment on future wildlife management objectives. The public is encouraged to provide feedback on the agency's next strategic wildlife plan. More details when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
The Wisconsin DNR is currently drafting a strategic plan for managing our state's wildlife species and habitat and is seeking public feedback on the plan's objectives. The strategic plan will guide how the DNR's wildlife program prioritizes its resources and work in the coming years. The DNR values public input and considers it important for Wisconsinites to weigh in on the draft plan's objectives and share what citizens consider the most important. The DNR is taking public input on the plan through Friday, February 28th. For more information on the strategic planning process and to offer your own public input, visit the agency's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Management Strategic Plan. There's a link there to an input form that takes about 10 minutes to fill out. Participation is voluntary and all responses are anonymous. Just fill it out by February 28th. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Mostly sunny skies, a high near 8 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 35 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, dangerously cold again. Partly cloudy skies, a low near 22 below. It's 16 below at our studios. 98 Q Country.
Out a thing, say some vows and spread their wings, and settle down just what they need, living on love. She don't care about what's in style, she just likes the way he smiles. It takes more than marble and tile, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. It doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Children gone, but still they sing. Side by side in that front porch swing, living on love. He can't sue anymore. She can barely sweep the floor. Hand in hand, they'll walk through that door, just living on love. Living on love. Buying on time, without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. It sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. Living on love, buying on time. Without somebody, nothing ain't worth a dime. Just like an old-fashioned storybook rhyme, living on love. Well, it sounds simple, that's what you're thinking. But love can walk through fire without blinking. And it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love. No, it doesn't take much when you get enough, living on love.
Tomorrow, I'm gonna leave here. I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would. And tomorrow, I'm gonna listen to that voice of reason inside my head telling me that we're no good. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I know. tomorrow I'll be stronger. I'm not gonna break down and call you up when my heart cries out for you. And tomorrow, you won't believe it, but when I pass your house, I won't stop, no matter how bad I want to. But tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. Tonight I'm gonna give in one last time, rock you strong in these arms of mine. Forget all the regrets that are bound to follow. We're like fire and gasoline. I'm no good for you, you're no good for me. We only bring each other tears and sorrow. I'm gonna leave here. Yeah, I'm gonna let you go and walk away like every day I said I would.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
Got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars, oh, they own prison bars like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and via con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one and grab my guitar and play. Days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun, and coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Adios and via con Dios. A long way from GA.
pictures, they call me Big Papa. When I throw pesos their way, adios and via con Dios, a long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Going home now to stay. The senoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today.
Hilltop place to park, gave us them girls that stole her hearts, gave us them books up on the wall, the way we live and the way we talk. Gave a state that senior year, them country stores to buy that beer, a place to go nobody knows, where you take it in and you take it slow, like that river rolls, where that green grass grows. I can't explain it, oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted. That can wash away our sins. Good times and some damn good friends. Whole lot of not too much to do. All the time in the world to do it. Every bit of that down home dirt was heaven on earth, and we never knew it. Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back. That river rolls where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. All is something, ain't it? Yeah, we sure painted it up, tore down and mowed two lane roads. We either stole every sign or left them in bullet holes. It wasn't nowhere as bad as we all said that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.
There goes Dylan Scott.
This town's been too good to us.
New stuff, This Town's Been Too Good to Us. Let's throw some snowballs. We missed yesterday because I was out and Gray wasn't feeling good. So let's take caller 3 right now at 744-1006. Call the studio line to get in at 715-744-1006. If you haven't won on the live side here, then you're eligible. So give us a call here. We'll take caller 3. We'll do this right now because we got to get into some other stuff here. You're caller 1. We thank you for trying. You're number 2. We thank you very much for trying. And let's get right in here to caller number 3, which will ring in very shortly. Our phone system just has a mind of its own. Sometimes, it's kind of like us. on Mondays. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. There we go. Hey, you're caller number three. Who is this?
Pat.
Hey, Pat, what's up today?
Not much. It's cold.
Oh, just freezing. Or took it. You have to go outside and this stuff, Pat?
Yep.
Yep. Car running okay? You all right with that?
Yep.
All right. Good. We're all right. Let's spin the wheel here, Pat. Let's see what we have prize-wise for you. First of all, let's see here. It looks like we have landed on a $25 Visa gift card courtesy of Forward Insurance. All right. That'll be a nice prize. All right, Pat. Are you good at throwing snowballs? You got something left in that arm?
Yeah, somewhat.
Left-handed, right-handed? Which arm are you throwing with there, Pat?
Right.
Right arm. Okay. I'm going to count 3, 2, 1. You give me the cue to fire it, and we'll see if we can make you a winner. Here we go, Pat. 3, 2, 1.
Let it loose.
Let her loose, she said.
I've made snowballs before. I want to go far. You got to pack right. It. Pack it. Push it.
Come on,
the time
Pat.
You pack it, the further it'll go. Like this. Let it go. Like that, all right? Good luck.
Come on, Pat. Come on, Pat. Come on. Yes, sir. There you go, Pat. That's how you do it. $25. That'll get you a dozen eggs and a gallon of gas. How about that, Pat?
That's about it.
Hey, $25 courtesy of Forward Insurance, a Forward Visa card. Pat, give us until until Thursday, because I think that's one of our prizes that didn't show up yet here. So come on in anytime Thursday or later. We'll have that Visa gift card here for you at the station, okay?
Sounds good.
Good luck out there in the cold, Pat. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, Pat. I believe that's Pat Lishniewski, and she got a $25 Visa gift card. Ladies and gentlemen, that's how you do it. Boy, we've been losing a lot on this side, but you know what? Every single day of our contest, we give away a gift certificate via the text to win. So you don't have to call. You don't have to do that stuff. Just one time during the day, text us the keyword, which today is winter. Winter has a wonderful little grocery store over there called the Winter Cooperative. And you can take this $25 and go over there and have a little fun shopping. So all you have to do is text us a keyword sometime today, winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. Now, if you've been one of our winners already on the text to win side, we've had 5 last week and 1 yesterday, then you're out on the text side. You can still win on the call-in side. But if you've already won on the text side, I think the system will kick you out anyway. It won't let you win again, we think. Winter, W-I-N-T-E-R. So text us the keyword winter sometime today, and you'll be in for a $25 Winter Cooperative gift certificate. We've got prizes still to give away all this week. And next week, more Visa gift cards from Forward Bank and Forward Insurance, Ross's Sports Shop gift certificates. I don't think we've given away any of those yet. Bader's Sports Center still out there. Rail Trail Cafe, Village Pit Stop, Winter Cooperative, John's 3 Mile Corner, BC Auto Repair, Lena's Northern Pines, Jay's Automotive. I think both of those already went out the door, didn't they? Yeah, I know Deer Nutrition and Morga Auto Truck Center, all sponsors of our 2025 Snowball Throwdown Showdown.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hamas saying today it will release 6 living Israeli hostages on Saturday. The announcement coming as talks on the Gaza ceasefire's second phase are about to begin. Talks between the U.S. and Russia on the end of the war in Ukraine happening in Saudi Arabia this morning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
We're going to appoint a high-level team from our end to help negotiate and work through the end of the conflict in Ukraine in a way that's enduring and acceptable to all the parties engaged.
There were no representatives from Ukraine at the talks. A Delta Airlines jet flipped onto its roof while landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport yesterday. All 80 people on board survived, including passenger John Nelson.
I just remember as we were like tumbling, I was just trying to keep, I tried to just keep from hitting my head. Right, and just try to protect myself and my body.
The passengers were strapped into their seats with seatbelts and were able to crawl out with the help of flight attendants. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With winter weather hitting us hard, it's important to remember to drive carefully. Add some extra time to your commute to allow yourself the opportunity to take your drive slower because corners and roads in general will be icy. And also remember that your stopping distance is increased on icy surfaces, so stop earlier and avoid rapidly braking. And also take corners slower, as there is a higher chance of spinning out on ice. Wednesday, February 26th, from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m., there's a fundraiser takeout meal hosted by the Country Cafe. This is a fundraiser for the Handicapped Access Fund at St. Francis Catholic Church in Fifield, and will be featuring a choice of chicken dumpling soup or chili, and served with a sandwich and a cookie. Call ahead for large orders, which is 10 people or more. Otherwise, you can stop by Country Cafe from 4:30 to 7:30 for your takeout. This is $10 per takeout, and once again is taking place Wednesday, February 26th, over at the Country Cafe from 4:30 to 7:30. Making history for African Americans, women, and STEM professions, our Black History Month feature today is on Katherine Johnson. Here's Lisa Hale.
Called a human computer for her mathematical capabilities, Creola Katherine Johnson was critical to the success of the first manned space flights in the United States. Johnson's work was made famous by the movie Hidden Figures, which took a Hollywood look at her work on the Project Mercury space flights, including those for Alan Shepard and John Glenn. She calculated trajectories, launch windows, and return paths.
Okay, so that puts your landing zone at 5.0667 degrees north, 77.3333 degrees west, which is here. Right here.
At a time when America was rife with racial tension and many areas of the South were segregated, Johnson's work at NASA was crucial to the historical moon missions. She went on to shape America's space shuttle program as well. She spent her later years encouraging students to enter science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM fields. In 2015, President Barack Obama awarded her the Presidential Medal of Freedom. She was given the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019. When she died on February 24th, 2020, NASA's Administrator Jim Bridenstine called her an American hero. In 2021, she was posthumously inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame. For furthering space exploration, encouraging and inspiring students, and serving as a pioneering example of African-American women in STEM fields, Katherine Johnson is not a hidden figure, but a historical figure for Black History Month.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brumay.
And we'll get Mike Clemens in here with some sports in a moment. But we've got Troy Strawinski, head coach of the Butternut Girls team, in to talk a little bit about the brackets that were released over the weekend. Troy, good morning to you.
Morning, Joel.
Hey, kids get a little day off from school. That always drives a coach crazy, doesn't it? Interrupts the schedule quite a bit, doesn't it?
Perfect timing for that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, exactly, as we head into tournament time and you try to get things all spaced out before that. So let's talk about the brackets. First of all, we all know that the system just in the last few years has changed. It went from the in-person where all the coaches would get together in the war room and they would figure out who the high seeds are. Then it went to a computerized, and now it went to a revised computerized system, I guess. Does it seem to be getting better, the whole seeding process, Troy?
I think it's getting better. I know it takes a lot of the politics out of it, so that part of it, you don't have to try to scramble that one night to have that seeding meeting and trying to figure out 16 different teams and five of them you haven't seen yet. So, yeah, I do think it's getting better. There's always going to be one team that thinks that they got the shaft on it this year. It's probably us. But, you know, you're going to have that. For the most part, I think it's working better.
Yeah. The old days of the war room meetings of the coaches, coaches will tell you stories about some of those and the battles that go on with that. It all is on a computerized system, right, that the WIAA uses. Is that correct?
Yep, that's the way I understand it. You put in your wins and losses, and they compute out your strength of schedule and your opponent's strength of schedule and your best wins and your best losses, and somehow it spits it out.
Yeah, I mean, you guys finished one win-loss pretty good this year, had some nice wins, but sometimes a computer spits out stuff you don't want. You end up with a road game, Coach.
Yep, and that's what happened to us this year. I mean, 13-10, we're pretty happy with our season. Obviously, a couple wins that we could have got here or there would have made a difference. So you can't complain about it. You just got to take what's dealt with you and see what do the best you can.
Yeah, and this is a year, too, where you've got a lot of very competitive teams. Mellon ended up with a nice seed. Winter ended up with a pretty good seed. So a lot of your conference teams ended up with some pretty decent seeding this year.
Yep. Owen Withy is the one seed. They're probably the class of the sectional. And obviously, if we can find a way to get through Prentice next week, then one of us is going to have to make that trip down there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you you played Prentice earlier in the year, is that right?
We did. We didn't fare very well that night. That was probably the turning point of our season. We were up and down early with the young team, but as we started to get it together shortly after that Prentice game, right now if we can pull out a win Thursday night at home, we'll finish the season winning 8 out of our last 10 games. So I hope we got things going in the right direction right now.
Yeah, everybody healthy, looking pretty good going into tournaments, Coach?
Yeah, looks like we're back to full health now. That definitely helps, especially when you got a short bench to begin with. But yeah, we've been playing really well the last 2-3 weeks, so really excited about where we're at and see what we can do.
Yeah, I mean, you have the young freshman in Gianna Nehring, of course, and anytime you have a young player like that that you lean on a little bit at times, you're not really sure, I guess, as a coach, how the season's going to go. So you got to be pretty happy with that win total and how you did this year.
Yeah, not only her, but we've got to that three-headed big three, we call them right now. Senior Kendra Pritchell, junior Caitlin Beeble, and then Gianna, like you said, those three have been in this 10-game run here right now, playing well together, feeding each other, feeding off of each other. One of them steps up each night. I think each one of them's had at least one 20-point game in that stretch, and I think all of them are averaging around 14 points a game in that stretch. So the scoring's coming around now, and because they're scoring, it's opening up opportunities for other ones. So Izzy Pritzel and Prisabilski and Lizzie Pritzel playing great defense, but still starting to get some buckets now too. So yeah, it's making us a tougher team to defend.
Yeah. So what's the schedule here with a week out from the tournament game? What's on the game docket and what's the schedule like for the girls?
The rest of this week we have a home game, Drummond, on Thursday, doubleheader with the boys, and then the boys will wrap up their season also on Friday against Bayfield at home, and then next Tuesday we'll go to Prentice for regionals. The winner of that game on Friday night, like I said, probably goes to Owen Withy. Owen Withy, the one seed hosting Bayfield. I would expect they'll win that game.
Yeah.
And then from there, you never know come tournament time. 12 seeds beat 5 seeds and stuff like that happens. And so beyond that, you really can't plan on anything.
Yeah, very good. All right, Coach, we look forward. We will be down in Prentice a week from tonight to bring people to the call of that game if they can't be there, but I'm sure the Butternut fans will show up. It should be a fun atmosphere there next Tuesday, Coach.
Should be. It's a nice place to play. They've got a great fan base there. I mean, their team, they've been playing, you know, well. They play in a little bit tougher conference than we do, so they've got that experience playing good teams. They've got probably one of the better players around here in Heikkinen. She pretty much ate us up when we went down there, rebounding, steals, scoring. So we've got to figure out a way to contain her.
All right. Very good, Coach. Good luck to you the rest of the week here. We look forward to covering you next Tuesday. Thanks for taking time to join us.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Troy. Head Coach Troy Sherwinski, the Butternut boys basketball coach. Yeah, having a day off like today where kids don't have school and getting them out of that routine, it's tough for the coaches to you usually have a plan of what you want to do, the games, and now things get disrupted a little bit. You can see all the tournament brackets for the girls, by the way, on the WIAA website, WIAAWI.org. More sports now. Mike Clemens.
A rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time? And offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasized, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers' new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and knowing that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers' new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, close Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep-fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet, at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today, mostly sunny skies, a high near 8 above. Wind chill values, though, as cold as 35 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, dangerously cold again, partly cloudy skies, a low near 22 below. Right now, 14 below.
98Q Country.
It's been a wreck, mean week, 60 plus from dawn to dusk in the red dirt heat, busting it up for a couple of bucks, but it ain't no thing, just another day till I'm on my way to them cool, cool sheets, and you and me working on the night shift, baby. Gonna rock it right, no need to talk, I know what you want and what you like, cause I do too, yeah, I love how you leave on the lights, not a thing between you and me, and it feels so nice when you and I are working on the night shift, baby. Been a wreck, me, weak. Oh, but who needs sleep when you're working on the night shift, baby?
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Take the rain on the roof of this empty house, that don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. I'm not afraid to cry every once in a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not.
Rascal Flatts, 98Q Country, and what hurts the most? Severe weather updates on 98Q brought to you by Diana Skowinski, your State Farm insurance agent in Park Falls. Pretty much all the schools from Mellon all the way down through Prentice Rib Lake are closed today. There's no, the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry in Phillips is going to be closed today. So St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry, Phillips closed. No senior dining for Price County and no delivered meals today. But the good news is we've got some good financial information for you today. That is open. And we got Matthew Krieger with us from Pioneer Financial. Matt, good morning to you. Oh, hang on here, Matt. I'm going to get, here we go. Matt, good morning to you. How are we doing, Matt?
Good. How about you, Joel?
Hey, cold weather doesn't stop Pioneer Financial from continuing on, right? Right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. My vehicle didn't want to start this morning, but we're still here.
Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. Oh, what do we have for a topic today for Pioneer Financial Consultants?
Yeah. So today, Joel, I want to talk about if you're wondering if it's time to start planning for retirement, where to begin. I would imagine a lot of people are going through tax documents either now or in the near future. And with that, you may be starting to think, hey, I need to start thinking about retirement a little bit more. And where do I begin?
Yeah, it can be a bit overwhelming to calculate it over the years and stuff. So let's give them a good base here today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, although most of us recognize the importance of a sound retirement planning, few of us embrace the nitty-gritty work involved. With thousands of investment possibilities, complex rules governing different retirement plans, and so on, most people don't even know where to begin. So as I said, I wanted to discuss a couple suggestions on where to begin.
All right.
So first, set lifestyle goals for your retirement. And know that everyone's lifestyle goals are probably going to be at least a little bit different. A couple things to think about. At what age do you see yourself retiring, and what would you like to do during retirement? If you hope to retire at age 50 and travel extensively, you'll require a lot more planning than someone who maybe plans on spending most of their retirement near home. Maybe they, you know, someone that doesn't like to travel. Sure. Obviously, there's typically or generally speaking less cost when you're not traveling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You'll also need to account for basic living expenses, from food to utilities to transportation. Most of these expenses don't disappear when you retire. And I could tell, you know, oftentimes when I'm meeting with someone and they're looking at their budget in retirement, food, for example, can often be left out. You just don't think about it, but certainly those expenses don't go away. You'll still need to eat in retirement and travel and pay utilities.
Yes. All right. Especially if you're eating eggs, and you should really put away a lot
right.
of money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
And don't forget that you may still be paying off your mortgage or funding a child's education well into retirement. You also need to figure out how you will pay for health insurance until at least age 65, when you'll be eligible for Medicare. But no, it's certainly a little bit of a misnomer that, you know, Medicare will still cost you something, so we certainly have to take those costs into effect as well.
Okay.
And finally, be realistic about how many years of retirement you'll have to fund. With people living longer, your retirement could span 30 years or more. Of course, the longer your retirement, the more money you'll need in order to fund that retirement.
Okay. All right. So a lot of different various aspects to get it going, the basis of getting that thought process going.
Absolutely. A lot of different things to consider and what you want that to look like. And then after that, of course, you have to project your retirement income and see if that income will be enough to meet your expenses. You know, identify the sources of income that you'll have in retirement and the yearly amount you can expect to receive from each source. You know, some of the common sources include Social Security, pension payments, distributions from retirement plans like IRAs and 401ks, and dividends and interest from investments. If you find that your retirement income will probably meet or exceed your retirement expenses, you're in good shape. But if not, we'll need to take the steps necessary to bridge the gap. You know, and that could include delaying retirement, saving more money, or taking on investment risk, or just some of the different options that someone has.
Okay. All right. Well, getting the whole thing going is the key, right, Matt? And the earlier you can get it going, the better, obviously, right?
Absolutely. And that planning and nailing down what you want that retirement to look like and the different costs involved. There are a lot of different costs that you need to consider that, as I mentioned, can be different for everyone. But by nailing that plan down really helps get to that finish line.
Yeah. And somebody listening right now who's 25 or 30 and they're like, I'm having problems, you know, paying the bills every month. But something as simple as, you know, 25, 50 bucks out of every paycheck when you're young, that can be big when you get closer to that retirement time, right?
Absolutely, especially when you're talking about a 25 or 30 year old, or you know, they have a longer time horizon when they're thinking about retirement, and you know, with investment growth and things like that, that can certainly add up over time. And by being able to do that every month is even more valuable.
All right, and that's what we talk about, a lot of things that you do, Matt. But that is one of that's kind of the basic, right? Matt's a basic.
Right.
Let's talk about the financial future. That's what you do. A free initial consultation. If folks want to get a hold of Matt, set an appointment, sit across the table and say, okay, what can we afford? Where could we, you know, what can we put away? That's where it starts, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot of the things that we just talked about are things that we go through in that initial appointment so that we can put that plan together.
Yeah.
And answer some of those questions that you may have.
Yeah, Phillips, Hawkins, Medford, maybe in an ice shack somewhere out in Lake Duroy, whatever it may be, right, Matt?
Absolutely.
They can give you a call. What's your number there, Matt?
Yeah, our phone number is 715-748-3231.
All right, maybe Butternut Lake, too. That'd be a good one, too. So
there we go. Right. I don't know if I'd want to be out there today, but I definitely have to be in an ice shack, that's for sure, on a day like today.
Yeah, pioneer-financial.net on the website. Good information, yep. Matt. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Stay warm out there. We'll chat with you next week when it'll be a balmy 40, and we'll have our lawn chairs out, okay?
Awesome, absolutely. It'll feel like spring.
Take care, Matt. Take care.
Thanks, Joel.
Matthew Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning at 8:45 to talk about all different various aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
There's still plenty of winter left to enjoy in the Northwoods. Bader's Sports Center is your outdoor recreation headquarters. Bader's has the augers, jig rods, and tip-ups you need to catch your next fish fry or even your next trophy. Keep warm anywhere with premium wool clothing and lacrosse boots. There's still time to hunt small game this winter, but only if you stop at Bader's. They've got rifles, shotguns, ammo, and the know-how to prepare you fast. Bader's can handle licenses, too. Find what gets you outdoors at Bader's Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Lots of good local information here this morning. We will get to the birthdays, so we're running a little bit late on that. But if you got a birthday, give us a call. We'll still do the birthdays a little bit after 9 o'clock. Birthdays to come, 715-762-3221.
Now's your chance. Tackle those bigger projects with an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. Transform your home with a new Dakota closet. Build your dream bathroom and save on luxury tubs and showers. Customize your kitchen with Clearview cabinetry. Or start your big garage project. Get an 11% rebate on everything at Menards. 11% mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check. Good on future in-store purchases. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
98Q Country.
Used to dream about buying that bigger house, sitting on top of some hill, losing sleep about filling my bank account, wondering if I ever will. But the older I get, I just care less and less about keeping up with people named Jones. If you don't fill it up with somebody that you love, it ain't ever gonna feel like home. There's always gonna be a higher high. You could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses. I can hear the kids making little footsteps running down the hallway upstairs. I can see the dogs playing in the backyard through the kitchen window right there. Maybe life's kind of more about a swing on a porch holding her while the sun disappears. Why would I want to be anywhere else in the world where my whole world is sitting right here? There's always gonna be a higher high you could chase for the rest of your life. Greener grass in the yard next door, or a shined up Chevy little newer than yours. You're never gonna fill an empty cup if what you got's still not enough. The thing about happiness I've found is